The Guardian.
Hello and welcome to a special Guardian podcast with me, James Fell. I'm here today with some classmates from Chiswick School, Tammy.
Hi.
Ellie.
Hi.
Janita.
Hi.
And Rob.
Hi.
We are here today to find out what it takes to get into journalism. We will be interviewing a number of journalists from The Guardian and The Observer about their jobs, and by the end of the podcast, hopefully, you should have some good tips about getting a head start into journalism. First up is the news editor for The Guardian, Simon Rogers.
I did a postgraduate journalism course, which was at City University. And when I left, I did kind of every job I could do because there weren't that many around. I worked for a branding magazine and a lawyer's magazine called The Lawyer. And I eventually worked for The Big Issue, where I became deputy editor. From there, I moved to The Guardian and worked first on the website.
Was journalism how you expected it to be?
I had no idea what I was going to be doing. What you find is that because journalism is such a varied thing now, especially with the online stuff and all the audio and everything else, that actually you can kind of go in a million different directions, which are all kind of really interesting, really valid.
Is it a career that you'd recommend to your friends and family?
I can't imagine that many jobs where you get a chance to ring the Prime Minister's office. You get to find out what's going on before other people do, and there's a kind of a thrill to that, which you don't lose. That first time you see your byline in the paper is a great moment, and that never really leaves you.
To be a good journalist, you need to be reliable and hardworking.
To make it in the world of journalism, you need to be determined and full of ideas.
To make it as a journalist, you need to be extremely dedicated.
Hello, my name's Janita and I'm here with Ellie, and we're going to interview Helen Pidd, who's a news reporter for The Guardian. What's your typical day like?
Well, I guess there's no real typical day because it depends on what's happening in the news, but generally I start at about 10 o'clock. I get in and then there's literally a list of things that's happening that day, and I'm assigned something to do or I suggest my own ideas. About 3 days out of the week, I'm out of the office on stories, so it can be anything from a press conference. I could be on the streets just asking people questions. I might be going to interview, I don't know, a pop star or whatever. And I've usually got to write my story by about 3 or 4 o'clock, but it depends. It could be later on. I write the story, send it to my editors. If they've got questions, they ask me. I might have to rewrite it a little bit, and then I go home usually about 6 o'clock.
What are some things that you don't like about the job?
Yeah, what I don't like is the way it interferes with my personal life and just having to cancel appointments with friends and things like that. I also sometimes I feel a bit intrusive. I mean, by the nature of the job, you have to ask difficult questions. Like, for example, yesterday there was a really sad stabbing of a 15-year-old girl in South London. I had to try and sort of find out more about her, which means that you have to go to the grieving relatives. You know, they don't want to speak to the press, and they're clearly very upset, but it's your job to keep trying. So that often doesn't make you feel very good about yourself. You know, I do have times when I question what I'm doing. Things definitely do affect me, and sometimes I go to sleep, or I can't go to sleep at night because I'm thinking about things I saw and heard that day.
Did work experience help your career?
Yeah, and I think it helps every journalist's career. I literally do not know one journalist who didn't do a little bit of work experience, if not a lot. So when I was at school, I did a week on the local paper, and then when I was at university, I had a fortnight working for G2, the Guardian's feature section, and I had quite a good run when I was there, and I got quite a lot of pieces in the paper. And I think that's played a huge part in me getting offered a job when I graduated the following year. So I'd recommend it to everybody. It's a bit soul-destroying sometimes, and you do have to make a few cups of tea and, you know, be a bit humble and do a few boring things, but it pays off.
Got a top tip, what would it be?
I think the best thing you can do is look out for the things that nobody else wants to do. There's always something, every magazine or newspaper has like a job which is really, really important and nobody else wants to do it. And if you can get in there and be the best person at that, that gives you a real head start.
I'm Casper Llewellyn-Smith, I'm the editor of the Observer Music monthly magazine.
Firstly, what was your route into journalism? Did you start writing in school or university for a small paper?
At school, there was a school magazine and I used to do stuff for that then. And then at university, there was a student paper, which I went to do. I've got a sister who's 2 years older than me and was in her last year at university when I joined, and she'd done all the student paper stuff. So she grabbed me on the first day and said, you can't just loaf around and lie in bed all day. You've got to go and do something else as well. So she forced me into doing the student paper then. So I suppose that's how I started doing it, yeah.
Is there anything that inspired you into becoming a journalist?
Not really, no. It's more my scary big sister. like I say, it wasn't really inspiring me. But I always read a lot. I mean, I think that sounds an odd thing to say, but I think people who become good journalists are people who read a lot of media and read a lot of magazines and newspapers. And as a kid, I was someone who'd read all the British music press. And, you know, as a kind of 16-year-old, I remember being on holiday in sort of places like France with my parents, and I'd make them drive for miles to try and track down a newsagent where they might have a copy of The Enemy, that kind of thing. So, yeah, there was always kind of an interest.
Hello, I'm Ben Green. I'm an audio producer at The Guardian, and I produce the Science Weekly podcast and the soon-to-be award-winning Media Talk podcast as well.
How did you come into audio?
I was a radio producer for about 5 years before I joined The Guardian. But when I was at university, I presented on student radio as well. And then I did a postgraduate course after that at City University, just around the corner from here, in broadcast journalism, which is where I learned properly the technical stuff.
What did you study at university?
I did American studies for my undergrad degree. I specialised in film and TV of the 1980s.
And would you say that that made you more attractive for The Guardian?
I would say that that gave me something quite interesting to talk about now and then. I'm very good on 80s action films.
So compared with the past jobs in this business, how hard is this one and does it require any special technique?
All jobs in journalism are difficult. You've got to be really passionate about what you do. You need to work irregular hours a lot of the time. You know, I spent 18 months a few years ago when I was producing a breakfast show on a radio station, waking up at 3 a.m. And that's not a huge amount of fun. So you've got to be very dedicated and know that this is probably the most important thing in your life, certainly at this stage.
So your recommendation to us would be put in a lot of work over a long time and eventually it'll pay off?
Absolutely. If you go into wanting to become a journalist at the age of 20-odd and you've done nothing before, then you don't stand a chance. You need to be prepared to work for free, to write your own stuff. If you're determined to do it and you have the talent to do it, I think that you'll succeed.
Hello, my name is Robin and I'm with James and Tammy and we are interviewing Simon Hatterstone, who is a feature writer from The Guardian and The Guardian Weekend. What is the greatest challenge of being a features writer?
Well, a lot of what I do is interviewing, so I suppose the greatest challenge in a way is getting people to say interesting things without being thrown out of interviews.
Who's probably been the hardest person to interview?
Well, there have been quite a lot of really hard people, Tammy. Lou Reed, who's a rock star. Do you know Lou Reed? I love his music, but when I met him, are we allowed to swear on this? Probably not. He was really, really horrible. He was really aggressive. And I work with a photographer called Eamon McCabe, who's very nice, and he always says things like, "Hello, nice to meet you, sir." He calls everyone sir, even if they're women. And Lou Reed just looked at him and stared at him, and I knew he was going to be a monster from then. I think he threatened to hit me in the interview, and then he walked out. And I said to him, "I used to be a fan of yours." And he said, "Used to?" Exactly. And I said, "Are you always this horrible in real life?" And he said, "I've not even started yet." That was really awful.
What skills would you say you need now instead of having 10 years ago?
It's become more, you know, there's more sense of the fact that we're not just print journalists, you have to be communicators. So in a way, you have to have more of an ability to communicate, probably not just in print. And also, you know, there's the blogging thing, which I don't particularly like, where you have to turn over stuff really, really quickly. And in a way, one of the things that's happening, which is really interesting, is that Alan, the editor, always talks about how journalism used to be handed down. We used to basically be giving out tablets of stone to people and saying, "This is the truth, you go and read it now." And then, say, 10 years ago, whatever, with blogging, it became much more that it was an exchange. We'd write something, and then, say, with my sports column, then you'll get all the readers coming in and say, "He's rubbish, he doesn't know anything. He missed this out, he missed that out, and he doesn't know." And I think what's going to happen in future might already have started, is that they don't even want the journalists. They just want to communicate with each other. And so, for example, all you might do on a blog is ask a question. You know, is Mark Hughes going to be a good manager for City? And they won't even have necessarily the journalists saying, "This is why I think Mark Hughes is going to be great," or rubbish. They'll just have people exchanging views. But I think as a journalist, you have to be more prepared to get involved in that kind of thing.
I'm interested in becoming a journalist because media plays an important part of our lives.
I really want to be a journalist because I love writing.
I'd like to become a journalist because the opportunities you can get from it, the place you can go, the people you can meet, and just stuff you can find out.
I'm Hannah Poole, features writer for The Guardian.
What would you say are the advantages and disadvantages of your job on the whole?
Oh, wow. Probably more advantages than disadvantages. It's a great job if you enjoy writing. It's a great job if you enjoy meeting people, being in the privileged position to ask a lot of often very rude questions that you wouldn't be able to ask normally. So for that, it's a fantastic job. I'm one of the people who just loves their job, and that's incredibly rare. Disadvantages, probably... Gosh, I'm actually scratching my head metaphorically. You spend a lot of time doing things in a rush. You don't have as much time to prepare as you'd like. That's probably a disadvantage, but that's journalism, you know.
What advice would you give to people who are thinking of becoming a features journalist?
Write as much as you can, as often as you can. It doesn't matter where you get your stuff published. Get into the practice of writing and other people reading your stuff. It's also a really good way to develop a thick skin, which is something that you need quite early on.
Would you really advise doing work experience?
Yeah, as you can never have too much work experience. The more you can get. It took me about 30 or 40 letters to just get the first bit of work experience. I got all these rejections and people saying, I'm sorry, Miss Poole, we can't offer you work experience until you've got more experience. And it was just a circle where no one would let me in the door. But once I'd got some, then I was able to put that on my CV. And then the local evening paper gave me some, and then it just built from there. So yeah, the more work experience you can get, the better.
Would you recommend your career to anybody else?
I'd recommend journalism to everybody. It's probably not suitable for everybody, but if you enjoy writing, it's a wonderful career. If you like meeting people, if you're quite an active person as well, you have to be able to be prepared to sort of take the initiative all the time, to go out all the time, to go looking for stories, to bring stories back. You know, if you're that kind of a person, then it's a fantastic career. Yeah.
What would you say is your overall tip for journalism?
I think you just need to be really tenacious and not give up, and to not take it personally when people tell you to get lost, because that will happen both from editors when you've got your brilliant ideas that you send to them, and also when you're knocking on doors, people will tell you in no uncertain terms to go away, and you just need to not take that personally and move on.
Hello, I'm James Bell, and I'm here with Hilary Osborne, who is money editor for theguardian.co.uk. Would you say where you are now is an enjoyable experience?
Definitely, yes. It's a really great place to work.
Have you always been interested in the money side of the news?
Not at all. I fell into doing money. I've never met a personal finance journalist who actually planned to be a personal finance journalist. We all wanted to be, music journalists or do all the good stuff. But yeah, I just fell into it. In my second job, I just applied for every job under the sun and ended up on a personal finance magazine. Once I was doing it, I really liked it because it's so useful to your own life, and so many people, your friends sort of say if they're trying to buy a house, they come and ask you, and you just feel like you're kind of able to help people, and you're not getting ripped off always, so that's good.
Was journalism what you expected it to be?
Not at all, no. Everyone's got that idea that you're sort of, roving reporter running around with your dictaphone and doing shorthand and out of the office all the time. And actually, in my experience, it's been quite an office-based job, which I suppose I didn't expect. And I think what I didn't realise before I got involved in journalism is just how much journalism there is out there. Because when you say to someone when you're younger, I want to be a journalist, they think, oh, you mean you want to write the main story in the Times? But actually, there are just hundreds of magazines, there's hundreds of websites, there's so many ways you can get involved. And I think I didn't realise that when I was younger, so I didn't realise how many opportunities there were.
For we three potential journalists, what would you recommend to us as your one top tip to get into journalism?
Just write as much as you can. If you can have a folder where you've got examples of things with your name on the top, then that's the thing I'd say. Yeah, good luck.
OK, so having interviewed everyone, what do we feel we've learned?
First of all, I'd say it's a major plus, because now we know sort of, you have to declare what you're heading towards in what part of journalism.
Yeah, I know. I noticed that really early on. They all seem to have decided that this is what they're going to do.
Yeah,
it's quite daunting.
It's a lot more relaxed than I thought. Everyone seems quite chilled. There's not as much phone ringing and paper thrashing.
Yeah, it's quite a nice, relaxed atmosphere.
Yeah.
And there's not just one job in journalism to get the front page. There's hundreds of jobs that you can choose from.
I think the best bit is actually finally putting faces to the actual paper and the articles that you read. Mm. I think it's really great.
Yeah, I think the thing that struck me today is how the lives that they lead are actually quite cool. Would you say it's made you more attracted to journalism, Janita?
Definitely, yep.
I've been really inspired, and I think that, like, I think we should start a school newspaper and stuff like that. Yeah, I think it'd be a really good idea.
Yeah,
it would.
We hope you've enjoyed this podcast and that the advice has been really helpful. Good luck with your future.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.